Just dangerous as all get out, yeah. Weren't they? But boy, they were fun.
Oh, yeah.
How about something for sliding in the snow? Did you have one of those things?
Sled.
Uh-huh.
Or a scoop shovel.
Yeah. Or a big old lid from something.
Yeah, just anything. Metal, you know.
Snow. Get your pants out of the ice. Did you have any special term for taking a run and holding the sled up against your chest and then falling down on it and sliding downhill?
I don't believe so. I don't know what it would have been.
I know some people call that a belly gutter or a belly buster.
Belly buster, yeah, it could be. You put that down, be all right.
An old belly buster.
Yeah. Huh?
I don't know. I think I use that term, of course.
In diving a lot of times,
yeah,
you know.
You come down.
That would apply to a sled too, but I just hadn't thought of it.
Certainly appropriate when you hit the water.
That's right.
Did you have one of those weapons when you were a boy that you made out of a crotch on a stick? And
nigger shooter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And around the barn, did you have a vehicle with one wheel and two handles?
Wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then a big wheel that you turned with a crank or with foot pedals for sharpening axes? And
it's a grindstone.
What did you take with you in the field if you were using a scythe or something and you wanted to sharpen it?
Well, I usually had a stone or a file to sharpen it.
Uh-huh. A special stone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did you keep your lines and your reins soft? And
how's that now?
How'd you keep your lines, your harness soft?
Yeah, with oil.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned lamps. What did you put in these lamps?
Well, the coal lamp, you put the coal oil, of course, you know.
Uh-huh.
And gas lamps, you put gas.
Did you have a heater that burned coal oil, or?
Yeah, and we had usually use a coal or wood stove, but then we did have some small portable coal oil heaters.
Let's see, when your wife, let's say, is going someplace and she puts on her best clothes, you say she's what?
Dressed up. Drunk and dressed up. She had on a new dress this morning. She started off. I said, "Oh, you got your new dress on this morning." She said, "Yeah, and I got some new shoes too." She had her some red shoes she'd got yesterday. So she was really fixed up. You've met her, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. Only briefly, of course.
Yeah. It is.
I always hate to butt in when you're there with the children.
Well, we'd be glad to have you come over anytime.
You seem to be having such a good time.
We have quite a time. They'll all be out this weekend, all 8 grandkids.
Oh boy. I think I met, you have 2 sons, don't
yeah.
you? I think I met them
yeah.
both. Well, I know I have. The other boy was up helping Bill plow his garden
yeah.
one day.
You ought to be careful if you don't. You get them mixed up, everybody else does.
Boy, that's yeah. right. I did have trouble. I saw them out there, but I noticed that the stature was a little different.
Yeah, Bill's a little bit the heaviest. He,
uh-huh.
he didn't used to be, but he is now. He fattened up over.
Boy, he's sturdy.
Yeah, Bill, he's built pretty good. He's